So first of all, just want to thank Capital Link, Nicholas, and also Annie for having us here. And it's a pleasure to be the only solo speaker for today, I think. We don't have any panel. But what I propose to do is I would like to leverage... Yeah, thank you. So I would like to put all of you as our panel for today, because we have only 15 minutes and I think the clock is ticking. And it's just try to be a bit more interactive. So before I start, I want to have a quick quiz to ask you, because I think sitting here today, we have many investors. So question, there are prizes if you get it right. We have a Baltic Paddle Tournament next week in London. So any winners get a ticket to the tournament. First question is, how much is a new building Capesize vessel currently in the ballpark where you can be at the difference of 2 million? Anyone knows the price for the new building Cape? No idea. It's about 72 to 73 million range. And another question is, how much do you pay to maintain your Capesize vessel? The OPEX cost, which include crew, insurance, technical management, and also dry docking. Especially, I see that we have partner from Columbia Ship Management, which is our panelist for our OPEX index. I assume that they know the number better than we do. And the answer is about 5,800 per day. So it's actually good that no one is answering, because that's where we come in useful. Quick intro on Baltic. I assume that most of you have heard about Baltic Exchange. We have a super long history. Started 280 years ago in a coffee shop. Became the trading floor, physical trading floor for commodities, and also the shipping trading floor for the international shipping business. We are global in the regions serving all our members, and I'm really happy to say that we do have a lot of members already from the financial market who are investors. Big banks like Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan, Citibank, some leasing companies from China. So welcome to the club. Traditionally, because we were the trading floor and we try to promote the rules for the global trading, we have been forming the membership-based association. And today we are keeping that membership base as well. And there are various things that we do for the members, which I think most importantly for you guys will be our Baltic Exchange indices. And I believe many of you have heard about BDI. So that's our one of the earlier indices. And over the past 39 years, we have evolved. We have produced various indices for the specific sectors, and we have expanded to other sectors in shipping as well. So I just want to show a chart on the BDI from the beginning, which is 1985 to today. And if we cut this chart into half, the observation is that the earlier half is not as exciting as you can assume. Right, so people, when they said, what is a market? It's same as yesterday, same as last week. There's not much volatility, there's not much uncertainty. So I like our partner here, DNV's motto is turn uncertainty into confidence. I think Baltic Exchange's job is to turn the uncertainty into certainty. And I believe that as investors, you guys like it. Because from the middle point to now, what we can see is a lot of fluctuations. And I do have first-hand experience going through the fluctuation. Many people ask me, why do I join, or why did I decided to join shipping. And I have to say that in 2007, I was in the final year of high school. I was asking my seniors, what should I do in university? Three of them said shipping, because on the news, they said Keppel Shipyard in Singapore, they paid 48 months of bonus. So I enrolled, I got into the shipping bachelor degree in Singapore, and that's 2008, and we all know what happened. But I think it was pity for me because I didn't have the BDI chart. So I didn't know that market was on the high side. So this is how we bring the clarity of the quite opaque market to you guys. So currently we have indexes on six segments. Dry bulk, tanker, gas, I think everyone in the market knows about it. What people don't realize is we also have container and air cargo, which are under a bit different methodology. And we are launching the chemical and veg oil indices next year. It's currently on blind trial. So we are constantly trying to invent new services. That's why we are always interacting with our members, with people from industries, things like this, because you guys can give us feedback on what we do next. So for investors, if I put myself into your shoes, what I want to know is how much do I pay to buy a ship, buy a new ship, or do I buy a second-hand ship, 5-year-old, 10-year-old, and how much can I recover at the end of the vessel's life, that is our recycling prices, and how much do we have to pay to rent the vessels? Because that's also an opaque market, but fortunately we have six panelists, including Columbia and Bernhard Schotte from Germany, who are our panelists for the OPACs. And also we have launched our new building price indices. So not only on our asset value, but also on our freight indices, we use a similar methodology. It's we will say what a standard Baltic vessel is. For example, the Cape is 180,000 ton, building certain standard yard for certain machine. And for each investor, your ship is a bit different. So the key is find the correlation. It's a little bit like trading WTI and Brent. You have to find your correlation with the index. So here is one example of a screenshot of our new building prices. From here, you can see the new building prices for the Newcastle down to Handysize. And we are also able to pull the historic into the chart format. So it's easy to see when is the right point to get in or sell the ships. And also, if you are into ships that are already in the market, in the S&P market, we do have the data for the 5-year-old and also 10-year-old. And as you can see that the number, the price also fluctuates quite a lot. So I feel that I've been working for ship owners, trading houses, brokers, and I think the key for shipping is when do you invest in the ships, the right timing, the big guys. The Norwegians, the Greeks, they are very good at doing this. I think hopefully because they are using our data. Yeah, so here is a quick run on the Cape Operating Expense Index. This is also to give clarity on how much you are spending to keep, to maintain your vessel. And many companies may say that, okay, we have an in-house ship management team, but this gave you the benchmark. How is your cost compared to the market? And at the end of your ship's life, when you choose to scrap your vessel, you also want to get the best deal. And we have the numbers from the three major recycling centers, Pakistan, India, and also Bangladesh. I haven't figured out why Bangladesh, the price is much lower than the other two centers, but I guess some of you may know the details. And very importantly for the shipping companies and maybe for the investors is how much can the asset earn. So on different segments, including dry tanker and gas, we do have the freight indices. And I'm just taking the Panamax 5 TC as an example. So you can see that for the past 2 years, what is the average earning in the global Panamax market, which is big uncertainty, big fluctuation. But that's in the next few slides that we have some product to help you to hedge. So I think it's very, very important for people who are trading using the Baltic indices to know our methodology because it's quite unique. We, because of the nature of the shipping market, even for the most liquid market, which is iron ore from Australia to China, there could be one or two fixtures or even no fixtures on a single day. But there are market discussions. So our methodology for all this are based on the panelist broker's assessment. So they are the one interacting with the ship owners, with the charterers on a daily basis. They're looking at fleet list. They also have the FFA, the forward freight agreement information. So they are submitting to us their assessment for today's fixing level. And we have a assessment window that they have to submit within the window. And we will double check if there's any fat finger mistake or there's a outlier that they have to correct, but we don't touch their numbers. And recently, because of the compliance, the stringent compliances, we have been doing quite regular auditing on all the panelists to ensure that this is the best information for the market to use. Because all the brokers, they have their own report, but what people use Baltic is for settlement. It's not only for the spot settlement, but it's also for the financial market settlement under different exchanges. That's why coming to the next page, which is assuring the investors that we are authorized by the FCA in both UK and also Europe. And our indices methodology is according to IOSCO standard. That's why it's for dry bulk, it's been traded on EEX in Germany and also SGX in Singapore. For tanker, it's ICE and CME. So coming to futures, I have looked at the number of FFA trading. The volume has grown from 2020 to last year at 176%, which is huge, but it's understandable because in shipping that they used to hedge by the very traditional ways, what we call long-term contract or COA. But I think the financial players, they find it it's not really the best way to hedge, I guess. So for you guys, you are used to hedge your interest rate, hedge your whatever exposure you have, maybe iron ore, you will hedge iron ore futures. For freight, being a very volatile market, now you can hedge your freight risk. So if a shipping company go to you saying that, okay, can I borrow money for 5 new buildings? You want to know if they are able to hedge for 3 to 4 or 5 years at what percentage. So that's actually a very mature product that we, together with exchanges, we are offering. And this is just to show that this is our forward assessment. The red is our published index for the spot market. And we have the monthly going forward, quarterly, and also annually. It goes out for max 7 years. So theoretically, if you can find a counterparty, you can hedge for the next 7 years, which gives investor assurance. And also, we do compile all the cleared contracts on the FFA market by all the exchanges available on our mobile app and also API. So after all the introduction to our indices, we do launch something special for you guys, the Baltic Investor Indices. So these are based on our existing indices, but with the calculations for you to make investment decisions. When is a good time to go into shipping? When is that safe? Is the earning sustainable? And I just put a bit of explanations on this slide, which I believe will be shared to you. And also one example of our investor indices report. So these, I believe, are all the information that investors will be looking at. And also the historic data for making your own analysis. Yeah, so even if the freight is very high, it may not mean it's the best time for investment because the ship asset value may be super high as well. But with a simple calculation, you can see the right timing for you to come into the market. So we do encourage more people from Hamburg, from Germany, to join the Baltic membership, not because we want more business, but we want more interactions, more guidance. Tell us what you need, and we will do something new to help the market. And it's quite a lot of data, but if you don't remember everything, just remember that Baltic is here to bring transparency into the opaque market. And we are also doing one thing. We are trying to work more on our mobile app. So if we talk later, I'm not having any physical card. If you can scan this and have any questions for Baltic, feel free to send us an email. We can follow up by video call or coffee tomorrow. And thank you very much for your time.